Penguin Random House Audio presents The Daughters of Eerie Town by Connie Schultz. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For Clayton, Leo, Jackie, Carolyn, Milo, Ella, and Russell, always. For my brother, forever Chucky. Gently. Teacher explained the difference between a lie and a story. A lie was something you told because you were mean or a coward. A story was something you made up out of something that might have happened. Only you didn't tell it like it was. You told it like you thought it should have been. Betty Smith, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Prologue, 1975. Samantha McGinty pressed her cheek against the cold window and exhaled slowly to cloud the glass. She glanced at the back of her father's head in the front seat before lifting her finger to write in big block letters, Lucky. Every Saturday, for as long as she could remember, her father had spritzed the windows of his car with a mix of vinegar and water and wiped them clean with pages of the previous week's Erie Town Times. When she was little, in the coldest months of Northeast Ohio, she would breathe on her backseat window and draw messages for her dad. A smiley face, maybe, or a star with sticks exploding from its five tips. Her father never said a word about them, but she was sure he saw them. After that awful day in the summer of 69, when she was 12, everything changed. Her father stopped cleaning the car windows every weekend.